Welcome to Coaching for Creatives with Kirsten. My name is Kirsten Call. I'm a therapist-trained life coach and a children's book author. Together, we'll get the drama out of our lives and onto the page. Let's get started. You are listening to episode 66, Totally Eclipsed. I witnessed my very first total eclipse yesterday. We drove a little over 4 hours into Quebec, which was at the center of the path of totality. And we stayed at this quaint Airbnb where we shared a house with a couple who only spoke French. We took the three kids out of school, set up a tarp in a field in this little town called La Patrie, and basked in the intensity of the first sunny day I've seen in a really long time. We prepped for this excursion with a spotting scope and eclipse glasses. Let's talk for a minute about eclipse sunglasses. They're so incredible, right? They block out all, like everything except for the sun. They protect us from going blind, but literally we wouldn't be able to function if we wore them all the time. Yet the darkness of the sunglasses allows us to look at something that would otherwise burn us and cause permanent damage. In fact, probably about 20 people have permanent eye damage from this particular eclipse because they failed to properly protect their eyes. So we waited in the field as the moon and sun moved slowly until the sun was totally eclipsed. The air froze, the sky darkened, the world seemed to pause. A swirl of emotion that I really didn't expect overwhelmed me as the people around me cheered for the total eclipse. It was such an experience. We left almost immediately. We had a 4.5 hour drive that we knew would become probably twice as long if we didn't hurry. We started our drive with the GPS predicting over 4 hours of driving, and it literally stayed in that same spot over 4 hours of driving for the next 6 hours. We inched along and we started to pass empty cars on the side of the road. It was like people had run out of gas or something. And then we would stop for the bathroom, and that involved waiting in lines behind 20 people. We tried alternate routes, and alternate routes were just as traffic jammed as other routes. We sat without moving for about 45 minutes, and finally my husband and daughter got out of the car to run ahead and see what was going on. They came back ready to turn around and try another way because cars were stopped as far as they could see for miles and miles. After we turned around, we moved at about 6 miles per hour, which was a relief. And then we finally got moving a little faster. By now it was 1 a.m., 2 a.m., and the roads were still packed with cars. I realized how impaired everyone on the road probably was at this time of night because they were so tired. I told my husband we're like two drunk people on the road with hundreds of other drunk drivers. I spent hours trying to keep him awake while simultaneously keeping the kids asleep in the back. Finally, after 12 hours of travel, we got home at 3 a.m. We got 3 hours of sleep before the next day began, and it was totally worth it. So here's my eclipse poem to prove it. Eclipsed. Our moon moves, intentional, graceful, incandescent, shielding the sun, a sanctuary for her sorrows. And I am totally eclipsed. So, why did I do an entire podcast episode on this eclipse? Because this sort of experience is transformative, unless it's not. Many people felt like me, and others didn't. Some people didn't even feel like looking at the eclipse, let alone traveling for hours to get to the path of totality. It's a testament to the power of our thoughts. There can be an event like a total eclipse that many people experience, and there are as many reactions to it as there are people. Each individual feels differently, thinks differently, reacts differently. I made a conscious decision to tune into the awe of my eclipse experience, and so did many other people. Here are some ways to intentionally notice the beauty and wonder of the world around us. Number one, make an effort to go outside. If we spend a majority of our time or all of our time inside, we can't feel the wonder of our world. We're not even giving ourselves the chance. So go outside, or at least look out the window if you can't get outside. Number two, when you go outside, pay attention. It's very easy to miss what's happening right around us. At my kids' college campus, there's a look up campaign. There are flyers all over campus urging students to look up from their phones, to put their phones away and watch where they're going when they're walking. There is joy in noticing a bird or a squirrel or watching the wind blow through the leaves. There is joy in witnessing a sunset or even a blue sky dotted with clouds. There is joy in anthills and butterflies, flowers and stargazing. There's a sense of peace and calm and joy when we notice a trickling stream or snowy icicles. When we intentionally pay attention to nature, nature inspires. Number three, make plans to experience nature. We recently spent a day in Seattle. Oh my goodness, it's so beautiful. It's almost unreal with the mountains surrounded by fog and beaches nearby. Since eagles love Seattle, we purposefully sought out places to see them. We came upon the eagle tree. Just wow. There is this nest in someone's backyard. It's an eagle's nest, and at least one eagle roosts at almost all times. We drove to this tree, and eagles swooped over our car, and then we saw them catch their prey and then go back to the nest to feed their young. We witnessed this majesty. There are so many ways to witness the awe of nature. So many ways besides birding, right? Hiking mountains and swimming in the ocean are two very different and very specific experiences in nature. The possibilities for this are endless. Number four, remember nature heals. There have been almost 1,000 studies done on the topic of nature and health. These studies show that time in nature lowers blood pressure and stress hormone levels, reduces nervous system arousal, enhances immune system function, increases self-esteem, reduces anxiety, and improves mood. I mean, if that's not a reason to go out into nature, I don't know what is. Number five, spend at least 2 hours in nature every week. In one of those 1,000 studies, they took 20,000 people, researched 20,000 people, and found that people who spent 2 hours a week in natural environments, either all at once or spaced out over several visits, these people were substantially more likely to report good health and psychological well-being than those who don't spend 2 hours in nature over a week period. The study showed there were no benefits for people who didn't spend at least 2 hours outside. But, you know, 2 hours a week is doable, right? Number six, practice gratitude for nature. We've talked about the benefits of gratitude on this podcast so many times, but this bears repeating. When you feel the warmth of the sun, remember, be grateful. When the wind ruffles your hair, be grateful. When you notice the beauty of mountains or oceans or gardens or total solar eclipses, bask in the awe of the moment and practice gratitude. So, as you go about your life, pay attention to the nature in your life. You don't need a total eclipse to experience nature. Bring yourself to any green space, and awe and joy await with open arms. Until next time, keep smiling. If you like what you've heard, check out my Get Yourself Unstuck program. Go to kirstencall.com. That's KirstenCall.com and schedule a free consultation today. Coaching for Creatives is produced by Kirsten Call. Music and audio engineering by James Call.